I thought waiting was about perfecting us, and I discovered it was about creating joy.
Waiting is not one of my greatest strengths. How about you? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Marlo Shaleski talks about what it means to wait on the Lord patiently. And as it says in Lamentations, quietly.
I do like to point back to Lamentations that says it is good that you should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. I'm not a real fan of the word quietly because I like to wait noisily. I like to wait by telling God how hard it is to wait. But he seems to think that's okay as long as I'm encountering him. But I love this idea of hope because I think hope keeps us going. So when we're sitting in that waiting in between place, it's really not about, if I just learned faster, I'd be able to get out of this. It's not about that at all. It's really about God doing something very deeply in us that's meant to create a new and amazing joy. Just like Isaac was born, Isaac meaning laughter. The whole thing is meant that we can experience joy. And that's the purpose of waiting.
And by hoping in the Lord, Marlo has come to understand that the waiting won't last forever.
If we can see that waiting, we're not going to be waiting forever. And it's a weird little verse. It basically says that wheat will not be threshed forever. It gives me the idea and it gives me hope that if you're going through a hard thing, that will not go on forever. It's like nobody threshes wheat forever. So hang on. Because sometimes that's all you can do is you can just hang on.
So hang on and trust what God is doing in your life. Maybe you need some encouragement in this area, especially during the Christmas season. Go to makingyourlifecount.com.